A man is headed to prison for a fatal shooting in Perry Township. 43-year-old Myron Johnson of Grafton was sentenced Friday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer to 16 to 21 and a half years behind bars. He was also given 2 to 5 years probation. Johnson pleaded guilty to charges of voluntary manslaughter, felonious assault, and having weapons under disability. He was initially charged with murder in the slaying of 57-year-old David Ward, but took a plea deal. Ward was found shot to death in his Lincoln Way East apartment in July 2024. When charges were filed in December, Johnson was in a state prison for a parole violation. A Canton man has pleaded not guilty to charges of killing his live-in boyfriend. An attorney for 34-year-old Daniel Matei entered the written plea Friday during his client's arraignment in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Matei was indicted Wednesday on charges including murder stemming from the slaying of Ryan Godby of Canton. He disappeared after leaving a nightclub on Cherry Avenue Northeast June 19th. Matei allegedly beat and choked him the following day. Godby's body has not been found. Police haven't released a motive. Matei is scheduled to return to court September 9th for a pre-trial hearing. The Highway Patrol is investigating a single vehicle crash in Sandy Township that took a man's life. It happened just before 6 a.m. Friday on Route 43. 22-year-old Michael Weaver of Canton was northbound when his car went off the right side of the road, struck a tree, and caught fire near Indian Run Road. Bystanders pulled him from the vehicle. Weaver was taken to Alton Hospital, where he died of his injuries. Stark County's jobless rate sees a small increase. July unemployment was 5.4%, up from June's figure of 5.1%. According to Ohio Job and Family Services, it was 4.7% in July 2024. Carroll County's unemployment increased to 5.3%, while Columbiana County's was unchanged at 5.6%. In Mahoning County, the jobless figure rose to 6%, and Portage County's increased to 5.4%. Unemployment across Ohio was up to 5%. The Hall of Fame Village and the owners of Pizza Oven Restaurants are dueling in court. Bear Management, which owns the restaurants, says it has exclusive rights to sell pizza in the village and says the village reneged on that promise. Bear Management says a deal was reached with third-party vendor AVI Food Systems, giving Pizza Oven exclusivity in the village. AVI is no longer the vendor, and the suit says the village has taken the position the exclusive supply agreement is unenforceable. The suit was filed in Stark County Common Pleas Court, asking a judge to terminate the lease. The restaurant opened in fall 2023. Nimishillen Township trustees purchased personal protective fire gear Thursday, WDPN's David Schur reports.
Using $14,667 of grant funds from the state of Ohio Fire Marshal, trustees approved Fire Chief Adam Gladys' request to get 4 sets of personal protective fire gear from Municipal Emergency Services of Warren, Ohio, for $18,555. Trustees also approved $16,580 purchase of asphalt from Allied Corporation. 3 quotes for a road and maintenance office's security system were discussed and tabled for further study. And they declared 5122 Glen Oak Avenue as a nuisance due to high weeds, grass, debris, and an unregistered vehicle.
A man who is a chaplain at Alliance Community Hospital has pleaded not guilty to 85 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. The plea was entered Thursday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court by the attorney for 37-year-old Joseph Sabella of Knox Township. He appeared for his arraignment. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for September 19th. Sabella was indicted earlier this month. The Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force arrested him at his Stanley Drive home July 2nd. A search reportedly revealed thousands of images of children taking part in sex acts or in states of nudity. Sabella is on paid leave. A lawsuit filed against the Portage County Sheriff's Office by a Manaway police officer has been tossed out of court. The suit was brought by Miranda Brothers. In Wednesday's dismissal, federal judge Bridget Meehan Brennan cited noncompliance of court orders by Brothers and her attorney. The case was dropped without prejudice, meaning it cannot be refiled. A deputy reported Brothers left her 5-year-old child in the care of a known sexually oriented offender at a village apartment on New Year's Day 2024. She was placed on paid administrative leave. Brothers accused Sheriff Bruce Zukowski and arresting deputies of filing a complaint that contradicts sworn testimony of deputies who observed the child and continuing the case after deputies found no evidence to support the allegations. A child endangering charge was dismissed in July. Sentencing will be September 16th for a Youngstown man who admitted forcing at least 6 women into prostitution. 36-year-old Larry Burgess pleaded guilty to compelling prostitution, corrupting another with drugs, and trafficking in cocaine. Burgess was to go on trial September 29th. His guilty plea meant the dismissal of 2 counts of rape and several drug and weapons charges. This week's school shooting in Minneapolis has brought action from the Youngstown Catholic Diocese. Bishop David Bonar Thursday announced a task force to address safety and security issues. 2 children were killed and 17 others injured in Wednesday's incident. According to WFMG-TV, Bonar says the diocese already has emergency plans in place, with schools conducting emergency drills and starting on-site safety inspections last year to make sure best practices were followed. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.